Here's Dr. Gene Getz to share today's Bible principle, an enduring truth you can live by.
Today, I'd like to look at Psalm 73. Here's the background for what Asaph wrote. Israel's enemies had surrounded them and were about to destroy them. And consequently, the psalmist was crying out for help to God, asking God to intervene to bring judgment on his enemies. But notice the ultimate purpose for this judgment.
Make them like tumbleweed, my God, like straw before the wind. As fire burns a forest, as a flame blazes through mountains, so pursue them with your tempest and terrify them with your storm. Cover their faces with shame so that they will seek your name, Lord. May they know that you alone, whose name is the Lord, are the Most High over the whole earth.
Well, as Christians living today, we're more and more surrounded by the enemies of God's truth. And furthermore, it's not wrong to pray for God to intervene and protect us from those who want to destroy us. However, in our prayers, we should pray that God's current earthly judgment on them will bring them to their knees, to bow before the Lord Jesus Christ before they enter eternity, separated from God. You see, God's desire is that all come to repentance. It's the reason Jesus Christ has delayed his return to bring ultimate judgment on the earth. The Lord is concerned about all evil people, including the scoffers who deny the word of God. Listen to the words of the Apostle Peter. The Lord does not delay his promise, as some understand delay, but is patient with you, not wanting any to perish, but all to come to repentance. Have you come to know the Lord Jesus Christ as your personal Savior? If you have not, you can do so today. Put your faith in Jesus Christ.
The Bible principle you've heard today comes from the Life Essentials Study Bible by Dr. Gene Getz. To find out how you can receive this Bible, go to BiblePrinciples.org.